The road to the future is filled with potholes. This metaphorical sentence speaks to a world war already in process. Despite denials from the present administration, the war is organized, promoted, and managed by radical Islamists. Driven by an ideology, these religious fanatics want to undermine the West so that the global caliphate can be established. The war is in its 25th year, but the U.S. and its allies still do not understand the magnitude of the struggle. On July 14th, a day celebrating French freedom, Bastille Day, at least 84 people were wantonly killed, including 10 children, by a suspected terrorist who slammed his truck into unwary revelers watching the annual fireworks display. The symbolism was palpable. It is precisely the French liberty, equality, and fraternity that the Islamists detest. Theirs is a fraternity of barbarism. If there were ever a moment for an appropriate response, this is it. Paris, Orlando, Istanbul, San Bernardino, Brussels stand as stark reminders of the international reach of Islamic terror, and there isn't an end in sight. Moreover, the murderer who killed innocents on the Promenade des Anglais had a history of aggressive views known to French authorities, just as the Orlando killer was investigated by the FBI before his murderous spree. It is not as if clues aren't provided by savage extremists. A strategy for dealing with this matter is available to us. It is the template for confronting an ideologically driven foe like communism. For decades, the United States fought on the battlefield when the global status quo was challenged. Whether successful or not, and in many instances we were not successful, the willingness to counter aggression mattered. More significantly, the U.S. fought a non-kinetic war in the culture and the political arena. Intelligence operatives penetrated communist cells, ridiculed Marxism-Leninism, and caused confusion among leaders. Despite moments of conciliation and fatigue, the national opposition to communism held. The U.S. had a powerful anti-communist method, fear. A fear that if pushed beyond a certain well-understood limit, the United States would explode with the full fury of its military might. The issue at the moment is that the Islamists do not fear the United States. President Obama will not even acknowledge the magnitude of the threat. Iran routinely violates the nuclear accords with the U.S. and scoffs at our U.N. declaration of disapproval. Gun control was the presidential preoccupation after the Orlando murders, and truck control will probably be the response to the carnage on the French Riviera. The U.S. is no longer a nation to be feared. From mosques in Syria to madrasas in Pakistan, the message is unequivocal. The U.S. is defanged. The strong horse in the Middle East is Russia, a nation that routinely violates human rights in its battle against Islamists. Putin is a dictator who should never be emulated, but he offers a lesson in the fear he has generated among Chechen extremists. If we could once again recall that a war is hell and that sacrifices must be made for survival, we would be in a position of mobilizing all of our resources to defend liberty. Marcus of Queensbury rules have no place in a war with barbarians who are intent on killing every man, woman, and child on the opposite side of the religious divide, including those of the same faith who do not embrace extremism. The atrocity on Bastille Day is a reminder that there aren't sleepers or lone wolves who embrace militant Islam. Most of these killers have been inspired by an idea. That idea needs proselytizing and a system of belief, as ISIS suggested in accepting responsibility for the murders. This is, alas, a doctrinal war that requires a counterattack at its source. The imams who preach hate, the Wahhabism that values violence, and the Salafists who distribute weapons to adherents. The West needs a wake-up call before more innocent lives are lost. But only the United States can provide the leadership to awaken the somnolent nations of Europe. Does anyone in Washington hear the alarm bells?